5 minutes to help you begin your day. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. A string of railroad cars was once passing down the side of the Allegheny Mountains when a young girl and her baby brother were seen playing on the tracks ahead. The panic-stricken girl, seeing the approaching engine, knew that unless she moved swiftly, they would be instantly killed. Noticing a small opening in the rocky cliff, which rose so steeply alongside the track, she quickly thrust her little brother into the sheltering crevice. And then, pressing herself against the granite wall, she cried, "Cling close to the rock, Jimmy! Cling close to the rock!" At that moment, the train thundered by, but left the children unharmed. We read in the Bible, "The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer. Rock of ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save me from its guilt and power."
Rock of ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
You will recall that the Lord Jesus was dealing with a man possessed with devils or demons in yesterday's reading. We'll continue now reading from the Gospel according to Luke and chapter 8. There was a great herd of swine feeding on the mountainside, and the devils besought his leave to go into these instead. This leave he granted them. And so the devils left the man and entered into the swine, whereupon the herd rushed down the cliff into the lake and were drowned. The herdsmen fled when they saw it happen, and spread the news of it to the city and about the countryside, so that they came out to see what had happened for themselves. And when they reached Jesus, they found the man from whom the devils had been driven out sitting there, clothed and restored to his wits, at Jesus' feet. And they were terrified. Those who had witnessed it told them how the possessed man had been delivered. And then all the common folk of the country round about Gerasa asked Jesus to leave them. Such fear had gripped them. And he embarked on the boat and returned. The man from whom the devils had been driven out asked leave to accompany him. But Jesus sent him away. "Go back home," he said, "and make known all God's dealings with you." So he went back and published all over the city the news of the great things Jesus had done for him. The people in general rejected the Lord Jesus, but one man received help. It's the same today. So few really trust the Lord Jesus and see the great things that He can do in their lives.